In a back-to-school speech in Philadelphia a few days ago, President Obama urged students to study hard, even at subjects in which they don't think they could excel.
But just because you're not the best at something today doesn't mean you can't be tomorrow. Even if you don't think of yourself as a math person or a science person, you can still excel in those subjects if you're willing to make the effort. And you may find out you have talents you never dreamed of.
Those words are echoed in the National Science Board report, preparing the next generation of STEM innovators, identifying and developing our nation's human capital. The study explores ways to promote so-called STEM careers, the acronym for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Camilla Benbow is Dean of Education at Vanderbilt University and co-author of the report. She says finding and nurturing tomorrow's innovators is essential to keeping the country competitive in an ideas-driven global economy. The nation's brightest students, she adds, have been too often overlooked in an attempt to raise math and science achievement overall.
They weren't being identified, they weren't being developed, and so their potential and their contributions were potentially lost. And so that's why we put the report out, so that we could be also focused on this group of individuals.
Benbow disagrees with the popular notion that students are either academically gifted or they are not. She says it's possible to promote more innovative thinking in a general student population, but it's a process that requires a lot of hard work.
And that is kind of a mind change and an attitude change that we need to have here in America, to focus on how much effort it takes to develop skills to a very high level and how much support society needs to provide for that to happen.
According to the report, America's most talented students face a number of roadblocks, some simply an accident of birth. The authors point to one national study that shows 72% of the highest achievers in first grade, those in the top quartile, were from higher income families.
Therefore, only 28% of students in the top quartile are from lower income families. That's a startling statistic. So before we even have begun our formal educational background, the Jack Kent Cook Foundation has estimated that we lose about 200,000 kids a year. And that, to me, is inequitable.
Benbow says schools must be held accountable for the progress of all students. That doesn't necessarily mean more funding, she says, but rather better coordination of existing resources and flexibility for top students to move across the curriculum at their own pace.
Because otherwise they're bored. These kids are advanced. And if they don't have a chance to play with advanced curricula and be learning at the levels at which they're functioning at, then they lose that spark. They lose that inspiration and passion.
Benbow says the report makes three broad recommendations. First, to challenge bright students with advanced placement courses and higher level learning opportunities.
Whether these are AP courses, whether these are enriched courses, whether this is working in labs, working in industry, with mentors, and so on.
Secondly, the board recommends that schools identify and nurture students no matter their gender, race, ethnicity, or economic circumstance, with a commitment to equity and diversity. And third, an environment that celebrates learning and rewards innovative thinking. Benbow says turning the National Science Board's recommendations into reality is going to require hard work and political will, and a recognition that the country's future depends on it. That's a point President Obama stressed in his back-to-school speech from a school in Philadelphia.
The farther you go in school, the farther you're going to go in life. And at a time when other countries are competing with us like never before, when students around the world, in Beijing, China, or Bangalore, India, are working harder than ever and doing better than ever, your success in school is not just going to determine your success, it's going to determine America's success in the 21st century.
Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.